Welcome to episode 163 of the Nerd Extravaganza podcast, an episode in which the revolutionary spirit of independence will no doubt be self-evident. I'm Tom.
I'm Brian.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Cam.
And in this episode, in honor of the American Independence Day, we'll be discussing the upcoming sequel to the 1990s blockbuster hit, Independence Day. But first, I will remind our listeners that they can check out our website at nerdstravaganza.com, follow us on Twitter at nerdstravaganza, like our Nerdstravaganza Facebook page, as well as join our secret, well, not so secret group, Nerdstravaganza HQ, and of course, subscribe to us on iTunes, where I'm told by Cam that we've got a promotion going on.
Yeah, for the month of July, Tom, we have some seriously amazing gifts to give out to our listeners. If you head over to iTunes, subscribe to the show, leave us a favorable comment and 5 stars. Anyone that does that during the month of July will be entered into our show promotion, where we're raffling off a bunch of Doctor Who and Star Trek memorabilia. We've got 8x10 glossy photos originally signed by James Doohan, George Takei. We've got a ton of Doctor Who autographs and photos and stuff as well to give out. It's really, really great stuff. So head on over to iTunes, subscribe to the show, hit us with 5 stars, leave us a cool comment. Make sure to leave either your Twitter name or your email address or your Instagram, so that we can get in touch with you if you win and are going to receive one of the prizes.
Awesome. I hope our listeners take advantage to score some of our sweet swag. And with that stated, now let's kick off the episode in our usual fashion with our weekly geekly update. And Cam, since you were just talking, why don't you keep talking? Let us know what's been going on in your geeky life.
Oh man, my life was consumed the whole of last week with SuperCon down here in Miami, the largest con down in South Florida. Once again, I was honored and very, very humbled to be invited as a guest panelist on all of the Doctor Who panels. We had a great time talking about Doctor Who, doing Doctor Who trivia. You know, just meeting all the fans, talking Who with anyone and everyone from, you know, all ages and all walks of life. You know, and as some of the listeners know, I think, you know, we had our own Nerdstravaganza sponsored panel there, which went really well, I thought. You know, I'll let you guys weigh in during your Geeklies, but I think it went really well. We had a ton of people. We gave away a lot of gifts, a lot of swag. And, met a lot of really cool listeners and can't thank you guys enough for coming out. And that's it. I mean, I basically was at SuperCon every single day, basically from Wednesday night to Sunday night, either on a panel, doing some of my own personal shopping, meeting with some of the other guests and panelists. It was just a great time. Really great con.
Awesome, man. That sounds like a pretty full update. I'm sure SuperCon kept you busy. That is the biggest convention in the South Florida area, and we were happy to participate, of course.
Absolutely.
And if that's all you got, not that that's necessarily a small update by any means, I will kick it over to you, Brian. What you been up to? I suspect I might know.
Yeah, you might. I was at SuperCon, not nearly as much as Cam, but I still had a really good time. And I do totally agree. That was one of our better panels. I'm a little torn because they were obviously there for the Who, not for the us, but whatever, it works.
Yeah.
That was really neat. That was a lot of fun. And I love you could tell the audience. Some people knew exactly what they were talking about, and some people had such like crazy alternate Who theories that they'd come up with answers that no one else like thought of. But yeah, you're right about that. We can't really say no.
That's called headcanon.
Exactly.
The what do you call it? The mechanical companions.
Oh yeah.
And somebody was like the TARDIS.
Yeah.
Kind of. All right.
Yeah, they stumped us a couple times on our trivia. That was pretty good.
That was really fun. And Yeah, I gotta say, like, I really haven't been doing a lot of conventions lately, and that really made me miss it. I gotta do some more. Now that con season's all but over, I have to catch the tail end of it.
Cool. I'm glad your con enthusiasm has been rekindled.
And when I wasn't there, I was painting. I'm kind of like, I don't know, Star Wars X-Wing is getting a little bit away from me, just with too many ships and too expensive. And I don't know, I just don't personally like the scum and villainy all that much. So I've been looking for a new game to play. And I was putting together some of my Robotech RPG tactics figures. Kind of hoping that would be it. Not looking good. Too many pieces to have an army of each faction. And X-Wing has just spoiled me. As much as I do enjoy painting some stuff, I don't want to paint to play a game anymore. I want to just buy the pre-painted. And
see, what you got to do is you've got to get them painted while they're still on the sprue. And then cut them out and then just do a little spot painting wherever you, like, trimmed them off the sprue. That's the only way to do it.
I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot, but never been my style.
Cool. Well, Brian, hopefully you find a style more to your liking.
Well, the next wave of X-Wing will be out soon. So if I don't, I'll just buy the new stuff when it comes out.
Okay, cool.
And have new pre-painted toys.
Awesome, man. Anything else?
That's about it.
Okay, Chris, your turn.
I caught up with a new show on AMC called Humans. It's based off a Swedish TV show called Real Humans. And from what I hear in Sweden, it's kind of like their Firefly. It only lasted one season. People thought it was really awesome. But who knows if it's going to get back together again. AMC's version, I saw it, and I was impressed. It was very cool. It focused a little bit more on individual stories and took them in different directions than I expected. The setup is it is now 2015. But in our 2015, we already have android robots that look mostly like us except for funny contact lenses. And they're everywhere and we're using them for everything. So it's kind of like the starting premise of iRobot. And there's some things that are going on to some degree you would expect for a sci-fi plot. But for example, the person who is complaining, oh, they're taking our jobs, is not like some redneck guy in the corner. It is actually a teenager. She's like, why do I even have to bother getting good grades? By the time I become a doctor, someone's going to learn how to download a neurosurgeon program and these things. And that's it. What am I supposed to do? Become a poet for the rest of my life? Because she can see the writing on the wall to some degree as a teenager, bright teenager, that, you know, there's not be really a job for her. But, you know, they, like I said, they touched on some of that stuff. And then when even what was predictable, they spun it a little bit. One of the interesting subplots I like is there's an old guy played by William Hurt.
Oh, cool.
So there's some star power for you. And he does a powerful performance of an old man who's being pushed by the government, because this is kind of set, I guess, in a pseudo-England or something. Everyone's British except William Hurt in this show. And they're pushing on him an updated kind of nanny robot who looks like Nurse Ratched. And he has like an older model that's failing and falling apart that looks like a younger man. And it's very obvious that in his own way, he has adopted this robot as his surrogate son.
Hmm.
So he's he's trying to like keep it together. And on top of that, he has some memory issues. And, you know, the robot will bring up something randomly about a memory and then he'll have his memories again. So he doesn't want to lose the robot. But, you know, he's trying to avoid the social worker. Yeah, it's like stuff like that. So I'm going to give it so far on a pilot, no less, because I'm pretty hard on pilots because most pilots, frankly, suck. Though if listeners remember, I thought Killjoys did pretty decent. This took it up to the next level for the pilot. I'm going to give it an A+, and I'm going to check it out and see what's going on. I didn't even the, you know, the usual, oh, some of them are intelligent. Oh, they're on the run from evil people. Even that one was done a little differently, and I've enjoyed it.
Cool.
So on to SuperCon. I enjoyed it. It was flattering. We got so many people there. Of course, maybe it leaned a little more toward two than us. And I learned an important lesson. When you're doing trivia for a show that's 50 years old, it doesn't matter how much you have is your own personal Doctor Who database in your head and how much you scavenge the internet. there's going to be something you missed.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I have these tough questions and I'm going to go in there. And somebody was like, well, what about that? And I'm like, oh yeah, technically you're right.
So they were they were like stumping you as you were trying to stump them?
So I think some of them were really trying to do it, and some were stretching just so they could get their prizes.
Right.
But, yeah, I even had a test question at the end. So the next time I had that trivia question, I'd be like, okay, not only do I have the internet, me, I had someone else find a little extra spin out there for me. So
I'd rather just get my swag by subscribing and giving us a good review on iTunes. Just to bring
exactly. Much less work.
Yes,
10
yes,
times
yes.
easier. Definitely. Definitely. And that's my geeky week in review.
Okay. Very good. Brings it around to me. Shockingly, I'm still playing Dragon's Dogma. I finished the main game in that... Well, I haven't finished the main game. I killed the dragon. Shocker, you kill a dragon. And I'm now in the post-game, but I also upgraded to the Dark Arisen version of the game, which has all this basically extra stuff. There's like an extra island you can explore and all this stuff. So I've still got some loose ends to tie up there, and then I think I'm going to move on. I really want to position myself to where I've got nothing on my plate, start playing Final Fantasy XIV. That's been something
yes.
I wanted to do. Yeah.
And I'll see you guys yes. on Final Fantasy XV online.
No, I want to get into it, and with this off my plate, I'll be able to. And plus, you said they were having some server issues, which I am sure will be resolved by the time I jump on. So look for me there, and Cam will surely come along for the ride. He's got all that new hardware he bought just for
Absolutely.
The occasion.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Good. So look forward to our reports from the world of Eorzea, I think it's called. And let's see, in addition to that, I have foolishly been contemplating continuing my education, just kind of kicking the idea around and trying to figure out how I could make something like that work. I already have a master's degree, so, you know, I either go for some other master's degree or I go the next level, but you're making a serious commitment to academia at that point, so.
You should branch out.
Doctor, 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 doctor.
exactly. Branch out, Brian? How so?
You've always wanted to study creative writing. Just take the courses, man.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, I think I've exercised the analytical side of my brain at this point. I think I could probably get into the better-smelling regions at this point, couldn't I? I may do that. I may do that rather than double down on the computer science end of things. That's a good suggestion, Brian. That's something else for me to ponder as I move forward in life. And as I move forward in life, I will be joined by a new companion, speaking of moving forward. My Amazon Echo, the little device that talks to you and enables voice control in your home, shipped.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was not supposed to come till mid-July, but it's going to be waiting for me when I get back to Florida, so...
Is it going to be echoey?
I think it will be... It'll have echoes of the future, Brian.
No, that? I meant the name. You name them all...
Vacky.
Vacky and Moppy and...
It only responds to, I believe, Echo or Alexa. So I will either be calling it Echo or Alexa. I'm kind of noodling over a way to incorporate this thing into the show. Either we all sit around a table and record a live show talking to it, or like when we have a question, hey, I wonder, we just ask it and see what it finds. Kind of excited about that and a lot of trepidation about what to do next education-wise. I feel like if I'm not moving forward on that front, I'm stagnating somehow. So we'll see. Maybe I'll just get over it when some new games come out. And that's pretty much it for me, which brings us around to the news extravaganza, where we report news and happenings. And Cam, since you went first in the last segment, you get to go first in this segment.
I'll keep this short and sweet as well. MTG, Magic the Gathering, we're all big tabletop gamers. Everyone that knows me knows I love tabletop, but not many people know I used to be quite a hardcore Magic guy back in the day. I left that behind because I got way too into it. You guys know how competitive I can get. So I just put that to the side and haven't looked back. But interestingly enough, they've come out with a new rule change for the newest iteration, Magic Origins, which is coming out pretty soon. And this is always something I hated because it dealt with luck rather than actual skill. in Magic, you know, you get seven cards and you can mulligan. So if you don't like the seven cards you draw off your deck, you can just trash those, you can discard those cards and draw up another hand. But every time you do that, you have to take one less card. And if you're pulling crappy cards every time, you basically don't get to play Magic, essentially. I mean, it sucks. You lose, like, before you even start to play. So now what you can do is a maneuver called a scry. And when you do that, you can look at the top card of your deck and decide whether or not you want to mulligan or you want to take another card. You can decide whether or not you want to keep that card there or put it to the bottom of your deck. So it sort of gives you, it sort of evens out whether or not you want to mulligan or whether or not you want to, just continue on with the hand that you have. You know, a long time coming, but I'm glad Magic or Wizards of the Coast made that change for current Magic players, although it's not going to benefit me because I don't plan on playing Magic again. Let's see, Suicide Squad, the movie's coming out. I'm super excited about it. I think this is just a ploy just to get some publicity. But apparently they've hired a therapist, like a round-the-clock therapist for the actors because they're so into character and they're so tormented and taking it to such depths and you know, darkness that they don't want them to be emotionally scarred by the actual, you know, process. And we all know, what's his name, Leto, I think it is going to be the Joker. And apparently he's like method acting. He's sending like weird gifts to his suicide, his movie mates. Like he sent like a live rat to one of them. He sent bullets to the guy playing Deadshot. He's just like totally like getting into the character, I guess. Either that or he's just being a dick. speaking of being a dick, one of my favorite characters as a kid growing up, one of my favorite comics was The Punisher. Frank Castle and his family, family woes and what led him down the path of punishing the evildoers. Apparently he's going to be the nemesis of Daredevil, in the upcoming, new Netflix, Daredevil series. So I'm looking forward to seeing Punisher on the next season of Daredevil. And finally, I just wanted to toot my own horn and toot my alma mater's horn. University of Central Florida, UCF, I am a proud alum, and apparently they have created the world's first full color, flexible skin-like display. This basically has huge implications. Essentially, they built a cloaking device, or they built like the Harry Potter, cloak. You just put it around you and like no one can see you. They're developing this technology for personal use, but mainly they were developing it for planes so that planes, you know, for stealth technology and, basically giving them like a Klingon like cloaking device. And that is, they just had a huge breakthrough on that at, the Orlando UCF campus. So go UCF. Great job. Keep up the good work. Woo-hoo. And that's the end of my news story.
Wow. You should be proud.
I am very proud.
Go, what are they, Knights? What's your mascot?
We are the Golden Knights.
There you go.
We were the Golden Knights back when I was an alum, but now I think we're just the Knights.
Okay.
And the Winged Pegasus is like our, I don't know, official logo or whatever.
And you're making like Harry Potter robes. Yeah, and
exactly.
You're in Orlando and you're all the theme parks. I mean, it all just comes together.
It's perfect.
Awesome, man. Well, Brian, I don't know if you could top that news, can you?
Yeah, kind of. Decidedly less geeky, but, you know, I do like to keep abreast of the changing world around us as we podcast from, you know, from nothingness. I just feel we'd be amiss not mentioning the Supreme Court decision that you can marry whoever the fuck you want, finally.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that was like what, last week? I think they announced that, and I guess you know the world didn't explode.
What?
So far so good. And along those lines, this is part Kickstarter, part equal rights. But I really like this use of crowdfunding. The Girl Scouts recently got a $100,000 donation, which is kind of a big deal. That's a lot of money to the Girl Scouts. And the
a lot of cookies.
Yeah, it's a lot of cookies. The person said, hey, here's the money, but I don't want you to use this for any like transgender, like just make sure none of them benefit. And the Girl wow. Scouts were like, well, fuck you. Here's your money. And they just returned the entire donation and were like, you know, seriously, that's a dick move. Every Girl Scout is every other Girl Scout's sister, no matter what. Keep your money. And they started because I don't think he had said that in the beginning. He was like, hey, I just want to give you some money. So they had kind of like, you know, drawn up their budget and everything, counting on it. They started an Indiegogo campaign to make up for the loss, which has, about an hour ago, about $300,000 now. So,
oh, wow.
Nice.
Great.
So they're 200 in the plus. That's good.
Really proud of that. And I'd much rather see people put money towards, you know, raising little girls in a positive environment than buying another stupid card game.
That's really cool. That's awesome news, actually.
And last, but certainly not least, what may overcome cloaking devices, the United States has challenged Japan to a giant robot duel. Did you guys hear that?
Oh, shit. No,
no what?
Awesome. You remember a couple of, God, I guess it's been months now, the Kuratas that the Japanese developed?
Mm,
it's a piloted mech. It's like a tank suit.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, apparently some company in the States has developed a similar device, and they're like, hey, shits and giggles, let's fight these things.
No way. That's awesome.
I don't think it's been answered yet. Like, they haven't said, yes, let's do it, but that tongue-in-cheek declaration of war is out there. This could be really cool.
I love it. That's cool.
That's robot wars to the next level, people.
Yes, yes. The mech battle we've all been waiting for. that's damn impressive news, man. Anything else, or is that pretty much your
That's good piece? For me. I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. That you are good. That was a great piece of news you reported on. Thank you, sir. And Chris, you've got the bar set pretty high as you round this segment out.
Well, I'm gonna fail it right off the bat.
Such confidence.
Yes. Well, my bit of news is that there's an MMO out there called Ark Survival Evolved. Which is a survival game meets dinosaurs.
Hmm.
So instead of like Rust Z or some of those others where it's a survival game and you have zombies, you have dinosaurs and you can actually craft things. And I've even seen pictures where people have harnesses on their dinos.
That's kind of cool.
Well, one of the little shticks they've done with the game is when you're offline, your character is comatose and asleep in the game. Totally vulnerable.
I was going to say invulnerable. Oh, boy.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So evidently somebody was being, funny enough, a dick. And a tribe found their troll's body and then basically threw it in the hooskow and kept it alive and in prison for several days. And actually, this seems to be a trend that's popping up where if somebody's like being a jerk or cheating on some MMOs, either the actual company or the people in the MMO will find ways to basically screw with these trolls.
So they're policing them.
They're policing them, you know, all by themselves.
That's cool.
So, yeah, but this guy, he would try to punch a wall to get out, and whenever he was getting low on health, somebody would tranquilize him and then feed him some blood to get his character back up to full HP.
Wow.
And then let him sit there and try to beat himself out again. According to this company, they're like, we planned that. Yeah, we totally did that so you could do that. And they say, yep, I'm going to just quote here real quick. This will allow other survivors to interact with you. They can steal your items, kill you, even feed you. But there's something else you can do in Ark. You can drag their ragdoll sleeping body around, move it wherever you want, move it into a prison cell and enslave it. You can force feed an unconscious person food and water to keep them alive. Or the other way around, you can harvest them. You can extract their blood to create transfusion items or use their poop as fertilizer, etc.
Nice.
So
I'm not sure I can endorse any video game that supports playing it 24/7.
Because we have a life right now.
Well, I think MMOs have killed enough people. That's kind of my thing.
Right, you can't log out for fear of becoming like a forced blood donor / stool sample donor. That sounds awful.
It sounds pretty hardcore. But actually, it ends well. Evidently, eventually the guys decided that he had enough and he was pleasant, and he actually now is part of the tribe.
Oh.
Sounds a little more like Stockholm Syndrome to me, but...
I see a market in that game for paid hotel rooms where your character is totally safe. So when you log out, you know,
right?
They cannot be molested. Yeah.
That definitely sounds like a guild. I'd have been surprised they haven't done it already, where they have like a guild thing. Actually, I bet their guilds, they take shifts and let people sleep in corners.
That sounds brutal, baby. No safe areas,
yeah,
or anything. Well,
never mind the dinosaurs, right?
Why the fuck would you want to do that?
So that was my news item, twisted news item of the week.
That's pretty twisted, man. Does that conclude your news?
I think that's newsy enough.
I hate to disagree, but I have to, because I've got big, 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 big news in the form of tonight's topic. Brace yourselves. Actually, it's not news. We already know. They're making Independence Day 2. And we've wanted to talk about this for some time, but we saved it for around this time of year, around July 4th. Because we wanted to talk about it at a time that was appropriate, when people's minds were on the American Day of Independence from our oppressive rulers in England. Just kidding, English people. I don't consider you to be... Well, maybe you were oppressive at the time, but you're fine now.
You keep sending us excellent sci-fi shows. Don't stop.
Right, yeah. Everything's just fine now. We're buzzed. So you can celebrate... Actually, by way of celebrating along with you, we're going to send over to you the sequel to the 90s blockbuster Independence Day. Which I'm sure you'll appreciate.
Fair trade.
Yeah. So I'll start this conversation off by saying I have never once in my entire life masked my disdain for the piece of shit that was the original Independence Day. And I cannot believe they're making a sequel.
There are so many people that love that movie, though. I mean, so many people. I mean, I don't hate it as much as you guys do. I mean, you know, if you catch me at the right time, I'll watch it on a Saturday afternoon or something if I'm just sitting around. But
I love it. Are you crazy?
Yeah, Brian likes it, yeah. I just don't see what's to love about it. It was just offensive, like, from beginning to end. And, like, at the time, the amount of hype was also really irritating. Like, it's the best thing ever, like, the best graphics. And, I, you know, for its day, those special effects were impressive. But damn, that movie sucked. Like, I was rooting for the aliens. Like, I hated the characters. I hated everyone. When all the idiot party people went up to the top of the building at the beginning and got nuked by the spaceship, I was like, nice, this movie's taking a positive direction.
Taking a turn for the better.
Yeah, yeah. That was the stripper with the heart of gold's friend who died in a rooftop party under the main gun of an alien ship.
On the IBM building.
Is that what it was?
It was.
Oh, God.
I mean, Will Smith, like, typically annoys me. Like, he's done some stuff I like, but, like, he really annoyed me in that movie.
Oh, man. That was the height of Will Smith. Like, and I think we've talked about my conspiracy theory that, like, you know, the studios put pressure on him to act in a certain way. But,
blacken it up, you mean?
Yeah, to black it up, yeah. But this was the height of annoying Will Smith. Like, you're not Fresh Prince, so, like, your antics are not charming, and... I hate you.
Yeah, and just for the listeners, I am a minority, so I'm allowed to say black it up.
Yeah, yes, and that is why I was somewhat unadroitly prompting Cam to say it.
As the token minority, I'm reserved for all of the racial slurs because I guess I have the credibility to say them.
Yes, yes, yes. So thank you for that, Cam. Right.
Not a problem.
And thus the podcast goes downhill fast.
Big time. But what could go downhill more quickly than Independence Day? Possibly Independence Day 2, speaking of downhill.
Right.
Brian doesn't hate it. Cam kind of likes it. Or actually, Brian likes it, I think. Chris, where do you come down on it?
Oh, I'm more of the, you know, especially back in the day, I enjoyed it. It hasn't aged well, but I don't hate it or hate the characters in it as much. You know, I probably went from like love it to like where Cam is now. for its day, especially. It was the scale, that wasn't just the special effects, but it was the scale the special effects projected. You know, like, holy shit, the whole sky is going dark. That's how big this thing is. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, back in the day, you couldn't really conceive of something that huge. That sense of scale wasn't really present in any sort of movie, except maybe for the famous Star Wars scene where the Death Star just kind of takes up half your screen in the first, you know, minute.
Right, yeah. Right.
Well, let's talk like apples to apples here. So, all right. So we Tom, we know your feelings on Independence Day. What did you think about A, Armageddon, and B, Battle Los Angeles?
Armageddon was that the one where Aerosmith had to like save the world from a meteor, or was that Deep Impact?
Yeah, that was the Bruce Willis. Yeah, it wasn't Deep Impact. It was the other one.
Yeah, Armageddon.
Bruce Willis and Liv Tyler, Steve Buscemi. Michael Clark Duncan.
Right.
Those guys.
Soundtrack by Aerosmith, right?
Ben Affleck, as a matter of fact, too. Ben Affleck. Yeah.
And soundtrack by Aerosmith, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. I thought that movie was an insulting piece of shit, but I didn't hate it as much as Independence Day. Like, you knew going in that this was an insulting piece of shit. They weren't billing it as the best movie of the 90s and whoa, must see, mind blowing. Like, it didn't have nearly the hype, and I was like, well, that was just mindless and entertaining. I enjoyed that. And what was the other one? Battle Los Angeles? I don't think I've ever seen.
You've never seen Battle Los Angeles? Okay. Uh-uh. Yeah, you should check it out. It's actually, I actually really like that movie. It's same premise. I mean, you know, the aliens come and we have to fight. It's more of an, like a military type movie, but it's pretty sick.
Didn't it have the same plot? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's like Independence Day meets District 9, sort of. It's got that like sort of like gritty. It's a lot more gritty and like real life. It's not like taking a piss, basically.
That sounds like something I could get into. Like Independence Day, it just tried. It's like somebody got together and like opened up the How to Make a Summer Blockbuster, and like every trope and overblown action sequence and like just lame predictable comedy, like they went out of a playbook to make a movie designed to irritate to irritate few and just really like entertain everybody else. Because, and I'm not trying to be like, oh, you know what, I'm a more refined film consumer than anyone else, it was too much. Like, you didn't have to like fill in every bubble on the friggin' worksheet, did you? You could have left a couple of stupid things out.
Well, I think you're missing is they were writing the playbook off that movie.
Yeah, well, and that's exactly how I felt about San Andreas, the recent rock movie.
Yes.
I mean, that movie was fucking brutal. Like, my mom wanted to go see it because she has this obsession with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, which makes my stomach turn. But you don't want to think about your mom with, like, a crush on anyone.
She fancies him, does she?
Him and Brendan Fraser. What the fuck kind of combination is that?
Where are her tastes?
We're very weird tastes.
Cam, I've got one that almost matches yours. Back when they had the action hour for Xena versus Hercules, I had to leave the room. I couldn't watch my parents
Kevin
watch that
Sorbo.
Show.
your dad liked Xena, your mom liked Kevin
exactly.
Sorbo.
Exactly.
Or maybe it's the other way around. Who knows?
No.
But I mean, that San Andreas movie was, just like you said, Tom, every cheesy hack gimmick out of every disaster flick you can think of was put into that. I mean, even at the point, like at the end of the movie, like she looks at the like love interest, like his the Rock's wife, like looks at him and says, "What do we do now?" And he like looks like all stern, like in stalwart, and says, "We rebuild." Like, it's just so bad. Like, I was getting douche chills at how bad it was. But my mom wanted to see it. She, you know, I took her there like a good son and just, you know, sort of had to bend over and take it. But it was, I get what you're saying about those lame cliches over and over just rub me the wrong way.
For the record, Independence Day with Dwayne The Rock Johnson as the lead instead of 90s Will Smith would make it slightly better. I'm also a fan of The Rock, but
I'm a huge fan. I just think he missed the mark on that one.
Yeah. Something when I opted to go see Inside Out instead of that, I knew I made the right choice.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But man, Independence Day, I know we're supposed to talk about two, but I'll just a few more irritating things about Independence Day 1. It was a cast of annoying characters. I couldn't root for anyone. I could not root for anyone. Jeff Goldblum. You put Jeff Goldblum in pretty much anything, and I like it. I'm a big fan of Jeff Goldblum. He couldn't even save this movie. I will say he was pretty much the only character I didn't want to kill. Let's just go down the list. All right. You had the... Oh, God. Where do I even start?
Well, I love Randy Quaid. So before you go there, I got to tell you, I love Randy Quaid. And I don't care how bad he was in that movie. I mean, Up Yours, his final like, sign. Come on. You got to love that, man.
No, he had two sign-offs, Cam. It wasn't just one. Up Yours wasn't enough. He had to also say, hello, boys. I'm back. Like, he got two death scenes for this idiot flying this crop duster into a... And I mean, I'm like, oh, God, just vaporize this piece of crap. Like...
Oh, man.
Randy Quaid. He was the most offensive character. Will Smith was probably number two. Jeff Goldblum's dad, who makes a big stink the whole time. He's like, I'm an atheist. I've turned away from faith after your mother, you know, passed away. I don't care about Judaism anymore. Well, you know, when the shit's hitting the fan and the aliens are like destroying the earth, suddenly he has like his like, you know, emergency Jewish kit. He breaks out the, the prayer garments and the hat and does a prayer circle. I'm like, I thought you were done with religion, but you kept the kid around just in case. Like,
oh man,
that was super irritating. The super stereotypical like military personnel. You had the weaselly CIA guy, like Mr. President, I've got some bad advice to give you. And then you had like the hard scrabble like general, like we're gonna nuke them, you know. And you know the president, who of course was an ace fighter pilot and led the vanguard against the aliens, and then the first lady, you know, who is the sacrificial lamb, like. Oh, God. The stripper with the heart of gold, the stupid little walking Reebok commercial kid who is head-to-toe Reebok wear.
So, Tom, tell me how you really feel.
I'll tell you how I really feel, Chris. If I could go back and make any edit, I would have the Golden Retriever get burnt by that fire. That's how I feel about this movie.
Oh man, you're talking about the fire in the tunnel, right?
Yes.
It's like bringing back like all the memories.
Yes, yes. I mean, come on. Like, wait, let me guess. The dog's going to be in danger, and it's going to narrowly escape, and the audience is going to cheer. Oh.
And somehow they're going to find like the one crevice in the subway that they can, or whatever in the tunnel that only they can survive.
The janitor's closet.
Yeah.
And the one high pressure, like column of fire that wouldn't just occupy that space.
Right.
No, I'm just, yeah, well, that looks like low resistance, but I'm a high pressure fire column, but I don't really want to go in the janitor's closet. I'll just swing right by it.
This wooden door is not going to stop me. It's just fire retardant, I guess.
Will Smith smack talking and, you know, ooh, I can't believe you shot that green shit at me. Like, who let this guy in the military?
Yeah, right.
And then something that grew out of it, Will Smith never says welcome to Earth with an F. That's like, I don't know if that's like a little racism thing going on, but that, just the fact that whenever I critique the movie, people cite that as a problem when it's not, also irritates me because there's 9,000 other problems and you're taking issue with the fact that you think Will Smith pronounced Earth with an F, which he didn't.
The cigars, that was pretty cheesy too.
Oh, when Data.
Harry Connick Jr. With God.
Oh, when Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith are up there blowing up the ship with the Mac?
Yeah.
God. Ugh, God, man.
I may have hit on the secret. Tom, I think you're supposed to root for the aliens.
I was.
But that makes it enjoyable.
It really does. And let me tell you, I'm going to go in with my, like, alien, you know, like, foam finger in this movie. And root for them again.
Your E.T. foam finger?
Yeah. Please, kill them all. But,
So your mental mouthwash is basically watching Mars Attacks.
Actually, I
love that movie.
Mars Attacks is a nice... If you sat through Independence Day and you're really pissed off, watch that, and you're like, God, now this is what should have happened. Well, the way they die at the end is kind of funny, too. I mean, I'm okay if the humans stumble into victory, but... I'll code a virus on Mac and upload it into their... Never mind. By the way, and this is my last gripe, this is more about the plot. Let's just say that you were invading a country and you had a modern carrier battle group. So you had an aircraft carrier and all the attendant ships and maybe some submarines and all these fighter aircraft and everything. And a, like, P-51 Mustang from World War II came in for a landing. Would you let it land?
Exactly.
Well, oh, it's an old plane, but it's one of ours. What?
I don't think that was the only plot hole. I think you just have to suspend disbelief.
You know, I would. I like a lot of really stupid movies. Like, I enjoy the latest Jurassic Park, and that movie was by any measure just idiotic. But I really enjoyed it. Independence Day, it's just too much. You can't insult my intelligence and insult everything else at the same time.
Tom, the Steve Jobs lookalike rescued the world with a Mac after the aliens nuked the IBM building. How can you not love it?
Well, at the time, it was so unbelievable because in the 90s, like, nothing ran on a Mac. No one used a Mac. Like,
yeah, including the aliens.
Like, well, yeah, right. Like, what are the odds that the aliens, are, you know, have a contract with Apple in 1997 or whatever it was, you know? I'm not buying it, man.
Or that they're, like, interplanetary, like, you know, they're far advanced computerized system would, in, you know, somehow be hacked, and not only hacked, but then, like, completely shut down by this virus that Jeff Goldblum.
Right.
You guys didn't see End of the World?
No, is that something else? Oh, it's a reference I don't get.
No, that's a movie. It's called End of the World. It's the third of the Blood and Ice Cream trilogy for Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're talking about The World's End.
World's End.
I did see that.
Yeah, so if you saw that, you have your answer. The aliens gave it to us.
Oh, right. In preparation. Okay, so,
But they did! That ship crash-landed in, like, what was it, 51 or something like that? And then they used that to develop computer technology.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Which is
we stand corrected.
Well played, Hollywood.
Which is why as soon as you land a World War II vintage aircraft on a modern alien aircraft carrier, you know, the serial port initializes and you're allowed to just upload whatever you want.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, that makes total sense.
They had Wi-Fi on.
There you go.
Somebody forgot to put a password on that thing.
Or better yet, do you really expect the gorilla to be flying the P-52?
Right. Yeah, like, that's the other thing. Like, oh, God.
Those humans, they're so stupid. They'll never figure out this Wi-Fi shit. They're still bombing each other with nuclear devices.
The nuke scene was actually the one scene I did like. I was like, oh, awesome, we're going to nuke these fuckers. Nope, didn't do shit. Like, oh, okay. Anyway.
And now that scene is played over in every other sci-fi disaster movie. We're gonna nuke it! Nope, not happening.
Even our most powerful weapons are useless. Even that's a trope. Alright, so anyway, I mean, by the way, that was covered in War of the Worlds, so, like, that's nothing new. That was covered in the original one and the movie version. Like, our most powerful weapons were useless.
That's an excellent segue to my issue I have with the sequel.
Yes, and I do want to get into the sequel. Go on. And I heard Brian guffawing, too, so we can talk to him first. Go on.
Well, the thing is, I mean, I'm into a lot of steampunk and stuff, and for me, it is already now a trope because of War of the Worlds. There's several secret sequels or outright sequels in steampunk where we reverse engineer the Martians' technology, and then we have our own tripods and stuff going on. There's even an animated movie for it called Goliath, and then the aliens come back with better technology. And we take them on with our borrowed tech and their new tech. So the plot they have, like I said, this plot, I've already seen it like 5 or 6 times in comic books and on animation.
Right. Well, get ready to see it again. Brian, you were guffawing just now. Did you have something to add?
Well, this is incredibly nitpicky, but it's just always, it's been one of the things that I loved so much about the source material. We put up a really good fight in the original War of the Worlds. We actually did take down some tripods. There were just too many, and they repaired too quickly.
You're saying in the original book?
When,
like, our dreadnoughts were fighting them and stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes. They weren't totally invincible like
so
they were.
So blame the movie, but not...
I think I was more blaming the 40s or 50s film adaptation.
Yeah.
But yeah, the original one, we were just outclassed, but we did put up a fight, yeah.
I blame Tom Cruise.
That's fine.
For everything.
Yeah, he's to blame for many things, Cam. So
I gotta know though. Wait, so did you hate that movie too? Because War of the Worlds was really good.
The original War of the Worlds?
No,
or
the Tom Cruise one.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. I was talking about the original War of the Worlds movie, which gave us the concept of the impenetrable shields. But of course, they played that to even greater effect in the Tom Cruise War of the Worlds. I like that movie too.
All right.
I like that movie too because it wasn't, okay, this is us getting our ass kicked by aliens. In fact, they kind of more or less told the same story. Like, we're getting our ass kicked by aliens, and then they die from, you know, a germ. Okay, cool. That's the only thing that saves our ass. We are utterly powerless. They got that across. I knew what I was getting myself into. They didn't have a trailer featuring Randy Quaid and a collection of improbable children who look nothing like him, you know, tooling around the country, and then druggedly stumbling in and volunteering to be a fighter pilot, you know.
So what you're saying is if Morgan Freeman had narrated the end of Independence Day, they didn't know about asshole Russian hackers who were going to try and steal all your information. So they didn't have antivirus. And that's why we have the God-given right to this planet. You would have been all right.
If you did that and they had allowed Will Smith to flex some of the acting muscle we now know he actually has, and Randy Quaid had been nowhere in sight, I might have only slightly hated Independence Day. Yes. the movie's irredeemable in my eyes, Brian. Probably if things had played out differently and I had not experienced the abomination that it is, I could have ended up, you know, liking it better, but it's just too late now. The Goldblum's out of the bottle. I don't know what to say. But
well, he's coming back for number two.
Yeah, number. I'm glad you called it number two because that's an appropriate.
Probably what it's going to be.
Yeah. Boy, I mean, is Jeff Goldblum, like, I thought he retired or something. Is he? They must be paying him a fortune.
He's definitely coming back. Bill Pullman is definitely coming back. They got the kid from Thor's little brother, the kid from Hunger Games, Liam Hemsworth.
Okay.
They got. I think he's the one dating Miley Cyrus. I don't know, but he is.
Wait, in the movie or real life?
No, in real life. He's coming back. No Will Smith, though, for sure. He's not coming back.
Good. Thank you, Will Smith. I like you better and better, like with every passing year, as you distance yourself from the 90s.
Ring that kid in and we'll be good.
Oh, the Reebok kid? Oh, that kid's probably dying for work.
No, I meant Jaden.
Jaden, son? Not his kid.
The Kung Fu kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not wild about this sequel. I can't see it being good. I can't see it being not offensive. And I'm just beside myself. I can't believe they're making a sequel to this.
Well, to make you even more upset, Tom, it appears not only are they making it a sequel, but they're setting it up as a, like, part one of a series.
Oh, like,
sort of like how DC and Marvel are doing their whole, like, universe or whatever.
God.
This is going to be this is going to be like an Independence Day universe. Ghostbusters is doing the same thing, actually, as well.
I'm infinitely more okay with that than I am with this piece of crap coming back in multiple installments. Do you guys not remember Randy Quaid stumbling drunkenly into the pilot recruiting station? Voluntary.
Oh yeah, he totally.
But they gave him a cup of coffee. He's sober now,
right?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, that's not funny. That's not even funny. That's just really stupid. Like, it's insultingly stupid.
Tom, I have two words for you. Two words. Cannon fodder.
We're going to give you this one of our precious resource. You know, fighter pilot,
right.
Fighter jets to some drunk crop duster to go up and save the planet. I mean, it sounds like a great idea to me.
Hey, it worked.
Yeah, that's the thing that irritated me, is he saved them by flying into their main gun, and, like, I just, why was that character in the movie? It was already full of dumb characters. Who was the shrink? Was it Jeff Goldblum's shrink? Like, oh, God, am I going to die?
No, that was his coworker, Harvey Keitel.
Yeah. Oh, not Harvey Keitel. It's someone else.
I don't remember that actor's name, but you know who I'm talking about. Yeah,
I know who you're talking about.
Like, okay, that guy, that was comic relief. He was that was actually an amusing character. There, we had our comic relief. We don't need any more. And you know they had the one-liners and quips throughout the movie. It's not like there wasn't a lot of quote-unquote humor throughout the movie. They didn't need to beat me up with an offensive character like that.
But Mr. Data, Brent Spiner, was in it. That's a
oh plus. hey, who's returning in this one? So evidently getting like force choked by and mind melt and mind flayed by a alien does not kill you. I thought he was dead.
Yeah, me too. Apparently he lived. Yeah.
And there's your twist, people. He's going to end up running one of those machines because he's been in their mind before.
Oh, maybe. You're right. Oh, you know, I wouldn't mind a bigger role for him. That might be all right.
There's so many good actors in that movie. Like Robert Loggia was the military
he's
guy.
He's the general, right?
Yeah, he's the general. That guy's awesome.
General Hardscrabble, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, God, there was just so many good actors, and it just came together in such like a funny way.
I can't wait to hear Bill Pullman's rousing speech about how this is no longer just Independence Day for the U.S., nor is it now the day we declare independence from alien attack. This doesn't make any sense. How can I shoehorn the movie's title into this speech? I can't wait for him now to shoehorn the words Independence Day 2 into this one. Like, now it's your Independence Day 2.
It's gonna be our new Independence Day,
right?
I mean, come on, if you didn't get a little tear in the corner of your eye during that speech, you're heartless.
I had lots of tears.
You're
in
not
my
a
eyes.
Good American.
I had plenty of tears, but it wasn't because of that.
You're not a good Earthican.
Yes, you're not a good Terran.
So actually, looking up the title of the movie, it is called Independence Day Resurgence. Which means they're going to have to work that somehow into his rousing speech.
Apparently, the original name was Independence Day ID Forever.
Oh, God!
ID Forever? Yes. That's crazy.
Yeah, ID Forever. And I guess they got rid of that name because it was so horrible, and now it's Resurgence. And apparently, the plot is that the mothership that was destroyed by Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith got away, got off some sort of like interstellar SOS, yeah. And now daddy's coming to, take up after his little child that got blown up by Will Smith.
July 4th is no longer just our Independence Day. It marks a day of resurgence. Oh, God, there we go. There you go. You worked it in. Hooray. Guys, how are you not appalled that this is even being made? Okay, even if you like the first one, did it merit? Does it in any way warrant a sequel?
I mean, there are so many other movies that warrant a sequel even less than this. Like, I can't be too upset about it. I mean, it was a huge blockbuster and it made a huge amount of money. So from a business standpoint, I can, I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess from a business standpoint, it does make sense.
I mean, if they're making The Last Starfighter, they're making so many like
yeah, but those are good movies, Cam. Like,
right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to see that butchered. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. There are certain movies that were so good, you leave them alone. I feel like this movie, like, it warrants an update because maybe they can make it better.
Maybe they'll get it right this time.
Yeah, maybe they'll it won't be a cheesy slapstick, you know.
maybe a lot of things, but I think we all know the reality to come. Oh my God, I just can't believe it's happening. I'm like disgusted.
Let's see, so we got that coming, we got Ghostbusters coming, we got a new Prometheus coming.
Ooh, now that I can get into, by the way.
Oh, yeah
talk
I'm
about,
excited
that.
About that.
I thought Prometheus was a fine film. I understand people's objections, but I can defend those. There's no defending Independence Day. Prometheus is one of those movies, kind of like the Matrix films, where people, and through no fault of their own, didn't want to pay close enough attention to get what they were doing. Like, with the Matrix, with all the wire foo going on, it's probably all you could do not to vomit half the time. But the Matrix films, I could, you know, come up with a defense for if you wanted to criticize them. I could also do that for Prometheus. Independence Day, you can't. There's no defending it. Last Starfighter and Ghostbusters, those were just good movies. Like, I think
those were great movies, excellent movies.
Well, the original ones were.
I mean, I'm waiting for a Teen Wolf reboot. I'm waiting for you know,
with a Michael J. Fox cameo as a teacher perform.
Yeah, right. Breakfast Club reboot.
Oh, God.
That'd be a good one. I mean,
okay, like no one's mentioned Vacation.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
I like just saw that today.
So
what? A National Lampoon's Vacation?
Yeah.
It's just Vacation now.
Right, they're not calling it National Lampoon's. Apparently, it's bad.
Well, I believe Chevy Chase makes a cameo, and that's about the extent to which he's involved. And it's that new. It's an actor you know, playing the protagonist. But
isn't it the Hangover? One of the Hangover guys?
I think
is it Sudeikis? Sudeikis or?
I'm bad with actors. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But Brian, you're bringing that up because you think that's going to be atrocious, or
just things that don't need a remake.
Yeah,
you can't top that one, man.
I will say, Tom, my favorite Vacation National Lampoon movie is Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation was fantastic
with Randy Quaid.
Okay, but Randy Quaid had a place in that movie. He's the he pulls as the exact same character he is in Independence Day, but it makes sense. Like, okay, this makes sense. This totally makes sense. I didn't expect him to be in Independence Day as that character. And why did he have those weird kids that didn't look like him? I don't like he just went and adopted a random set of kids.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, and yeah, one of the Hangover guys is in Vacation. It's Ed Helms, the dentist from the Hangover movies.
Yeah, you beat me to the punch there.
Yeah, Christina Applegate is in that movie. I love her.
Yeah, she's I like her as well.
And Chris Hemsworth, the big brother, Thor, is in that movie too.
I'm sure he'll make a cameo in Independence Day Divergence, or whatever the sequel to the sequel is coming out.
Oh man, Charlie Day, I love him. He's in it too. Crazy. So, if it crashes and burns, it's going to be another movie with a great cast that's just a stinker.
That means they'll be making a sequel in 20 years, so.
Yeah, right. Well, okay, well, these aren't all necessarily sequels.
They're reboots.
So, well, not even necessarily, but I'm talking about some movies I'm going to throw out to you guys. And tell me which ones you are excited about, which ones you are, like, not excited about whatsoever. Batman versus Superman.
Excited? Not really.
No.
Excited to see how much it's going to crash and burn.
Is it the Affleck thing, Brian?
Not really.
No?
You just don't they lost me with Bane. I mean, I'll probably watch it and probably enjoy it, but, like, actually being excited for it, not really.
Okay. Ant-Man?
Nah, not so much.
Not really.
Yeah, I mean, I never liked him, like, even as a comic, so, yeah. Captain America, Civil War?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that,
actually. Above average.
Yeah. Suicide Squad?
Yes.
Not really.
Maybe.
X-Men Apocalypse?
No.
Yes.
I need to see more of it before I can make a call.
Wait,
did
you see Days of Future Past, Brian?
Was that the one with the young Professor Xavier, or?
Yeah,
yes. And they went back in time. Wolverine went back in time.
No, just like, just Xavier growing up.
Oh yeah, so you saw first.
No,
you saw
First Class. Okay, I didn't see Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past is actually really good, I think. So.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
I'm looking forward.
What about Deadpool?
Yes.
I am intrigued.
Is Ryan Reynolds playing Deadpool?
I don't know.
If so, yes. If not, nah, I don't know.
Ryan Reynolds is. They are keeping the mask, and he's got a face, and he's going to be very quippy. So they're firing on all cylinders with that one. So I'm crossing my fingers.
So loved him as Deadpool, but hated him as Green Lantern.
Yes,
I didn't hate him as Green Lantern. I actually like that movie. I thought it was fine. I didn't understand why people were losing their shit hating on it. Like, it was okay.
It just seemed like to me like it was just so, like, I don't know, like it was so long, and I don't know. I just felt like I lost interest at like so many points along the way.
Fair enough.
Doctor Strange?
Yes.
Because
I'm
of the cast.
I'm super excited about that.
I'm excited.
I love Doctor Strange, so I'm really hoping they do well with that. Wonder Woman?
Are there? Wait, is it happening? Or I mean, Jesus, yeah, it's like they can't get anything with the Wonder Woman off the ground.
I believe it's happening. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's happening.
I will believe it when I see the first trailer, and still may not believe it until it's actually in theaters.
I liked the Wonder Woman TV show when I was a little kid, so I would. I think I would probably. I did. I thought it was cool. I had a special feeling about that lady. I didn't quite understand at that age. But
I really like how DC treats Wonder Woman. So hopefully the movie will be badass.
Meaning they don't like
strong female characters.
Yeah, they don't sexploit her, Brian.
Not even that. Like, she's an Amazon badass. Like, wears armor, carries a sword, like, murders people. She's really cool.
Could be good. Could be really
good. Could be.
Who's in,
Doctor Strange?
Yeah, who's in Doctor Strange? Yeah.
Doctor Strange is going to be played by, what's the guy's name? Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, that's why I'm excited.
That should be good. That should be good.
You're one of the Cumberbunch, Chris?
I'm one of the bunch, yeah.
You like the Benedict?
Oh! Well, I get the impression that he's actually, as a person, a really cool guy, because at one point, the fans were calling themselves Cumber Bitches, and he was like, not cool. Change for me. Please,
yeah,
I beg you.
He seems like a good guy.
What in what movie is Dwayne the Rock Johnson starring as Black Adam?
Shazam.
Ooh, yeah, that's Shazam. Right. I forgot to make it Shazam. Now that's kind of exciting. Well, at least I think it is.
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting because so far they're playing all the DC stuff is very dark and gritty and we can't smile. And then Shazam's about, you know, the secret identity as a kid. So it may be their first film where they're actually kind of breaking the mold and lightening it up. It may be, you know, comedy-wise, it may be their Guardians of the Galaxy.
Maybe it'll be more Tooth Fairy Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Probably. Well, he plays like the villain.
Yeah.
He's not the
everyone's good guy. Everyone's had those bad movies. Vin Diesel did The Pacifier. That was just a terrible movie. I mean, everyone is allowed a stinker or two now and then.
I think DC, to talk about DC for a second, I think they have to lighten things up. Like they're working towards a Justice League from what everybody says. And there's no way that the Dark Knight, Christian Bale Dark Knight would work in a movie like that. Unless it was super gritty, super serious, and no fun. I think that they're going to have to lighten up all their characters to make it fun, because people, you like the superheroes, but you don't want to hang out with a bunch of like emo superheroes that are just, you know, I don't know, joy and that kind of shit. You know what I mean? You can have one of those people on the team, but you can have like Superman all sullen and pissed off and Wonder Woman just like, you know, constantly angry.
I'm the last person of my people because I killed off the rest.
Doctor Who.
Didn't they pass the cowl? It's going to be a new Batman.
Yeah. That's why I'm optimistic, because Ben Affleck's going to play a new Batman who is not. So this is like, that's done. Like that Dark Knight thing isn't like kind of another universe. So that's, you can now reimagine this character and they can hopefully lighten it up a little bit, because I like the Dark Knight movies, but I was ready for that to be over by the third one. Like, okay, I get it. You cannot speak without a gravelly in your voice.
Oh boy. Oh, Terminator Genesis. What about that?
I'm gonna go see it.
That? Yeah, I'm kind of excited about that, man. I like Arnold.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. I like Arnold.
And Daenerys from Game of Thrones is the young Sarah Connor, I believe.
Oh, is that who's playing that character?
Yeah, but she looks so different. She has like, I didn't even realize it until my brother was like, "Yeah, hey, that's Daenerys," and I was like, "What?" And when you look at her really close, you can tell. But she has like brown hair, and it's totally different than what she looks like on Game of Thrones.
Should be good. I like the fact that Arnold's coming back, and you know they're not trying to de-age him or anything. They're just letting him be old Arnold, and he's fighting the young CG version of himself. I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah, I watched this, or I read this article and watched this like video of how they like CG'd him. It's actually pretty amazing, like the shit that they can do nowadays.
I don't know. I saw Tron. It wasn't pretty.
You didn't like the de-aging of what's his name? Of
Jeff Bridges?
Yeah, I thought that was okay for the time, no?
Well, what made it passable was, yes, we're in a virtual reality world, so, but you know, if they were trying to actually pull it off where he was in the real world looking like that, it would have been like, no.
So, yeah.
I was not really overly impressed with that one, with that de-aging effect.
Oh, what about Fantastic Four? No interest in that for me.
They've really burned me with those movies to the point where, like...
Well, I want to see it for the director. He's the one that did Chronicle. The kind of found footage superhero.
Chronicle was cool.
Yeah. So I want to see it for him. See whether or not he actually pulls it off or whether, you know, the suits basically sabotage him.
Let me know how it is, Chris, because I had the misfortune of watching the last or the old Fantastic Four on HBO a couple months back. Oh my God, it was as bad as I remember. Like, it was just horrendous.
Well, for me, I've always been a secret fan of Doctor Doom, and they can never seem to get him right in the movies.
I feel like they got the right actor in the last movie, but the wrong, like, it was just a bad movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that guy that they had, but he was, I think they wasted him in that movie. Let me throw some curveballs at you guys here. What about Minions? Looking forward to that.
Yeah, that looks pretty cute. I'd see that.
Yeah. I liked both of the Despicable Me movies. Yeah, I'll probably go see. Okay.
Yeah, that's on my list. That's out now, I thought.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, July 10th, I think, comes out. Pixels, the Adam Sandler movie.
Adam Sandler is a real hard sell for me.
Me too. Yeah.
That looks good, but...
Only if I'm really drunk with friends and we're turning it into a drinking game.
I don't care. The worse the Adam Sandler movie is, the more I like it. Like that. What was that one where he was like Satan's son or something like
Little
that?
Little Nicky. That was Nicky. Good.
Oh, I freaking love that movie. And then like, what was the other? Mr. Deeds. Oh man, Mr. Deeds is a fucking classic movie. I love that movie, and everyone looks at me like I'm an idiot when I say that, but I don't care. Pixels, Tom, is about we sent out like. In like some, you know, back in the 70s or something, like some sort of like, you know, message to the stars. And in that were like Donkey Kong and like, you know, just old school video games or something like that. And then they somehow, some aliens took it as a threat. And so they actually built them and sent them back to Earth to destroy us. Like they sent back this huge Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah. I've seen like the posters for that. I will see that just because of that premise. I'm not a big Sandler fan. I've never really just... He's never really clicked with me, but yeah, I'll go check that out.
Mission Impossible, the new Mission Impossible movie, Rogue State or something like that. No.
Yes, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. All right, what else do I got here?
Tom, Independence Day is like the only movie you don't like.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but you know, I'm a pretty easygoing movie viewer, and they managed to just offend me on every level with that movie. Well, you don't like Tom Cruise, or you don't like the Mission Impossible movies?
Bro? No, I didn't like the Mission Impossible. Tom Cruise is pretty good. He's like 50-50 with me.
He was awesome in Edge of Tomorrow, man. I love that movie so much.
I'll see the Mission Impossible movie for Simon Pegg, because I'm a huge fan of him. Apparently, they're making a Crouching Dragon, Hidden Tiger sequel called Green Destiny.
I really liked that movie, and I really like that style. So as long as they don't go too Wu-Tang on it, I would probably dig that.
Wait, Wu-Tang?
Well, there's like the whole, like...
Samurai Sunday.
Yeah,
or whatever.
There's like some really cheesy shit. Like, no, not Wu-Tang Clan. Like,
I don't know. There was that little period where those wire fighting movies were a big thing, and I never got into them. So there you go, Brian. There's something I may not be that into.
What about the Steve Jobs movie with, I think, Ashton Kutcher as Steve Jobs?
Didn't they already make one? Or was that all the books and documentaries they did on him?
No, they're definitely coming out with another one.
Yeah, I don't like either of those people, so...
You don't like Ashton Kutcher or Steve Jobs?
Not so much.
And Ashton Kutcher playing Steve Jobs is a deal breaker, huh?
Like a trifecta.
Oh, boy.
I don't know about that one. I don't know if I care about the... I mean, you know, the guy... founded a successful company and made a lot of money and made some nice products, but you know, I don't know if I want to see a movie about him.
The Peanuts movie?
Yes, 100%.
God, no.
Why?
How can you make a Peanuts movie?
It's CG.
No, it's going to be, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be very Peanuts at all. I think that's going to be like tongue-in-cheek, horrible, like poking fun.
some things are like sacrosanct. You can't mess with peanuts.
I have a question that only Cam is qualified to address. I noticed something in the trailer. Peanuts, as a product of its time, is not a diverse.
There's Franklin.
Right. Yeah. There's Token.
Just the name Franklin too. So
right. So that is her. Do you
might as well name him Reggie? Reggie Washington. You know. I mean.
Yeah, right. Like, so are we going to see like you know Hernando and like other you know people added in for diversity's sake? And
I mean, I wouldn't put it past them to do that. Like. You bring up a great point, Tom. I feel like they might. There might be new characters and there may be like, you know, like you said, Jose or, you know, Rajesh, the Indian friend, you know, who knows?
I have to wonder if any of them are going to have like catchphrases.
What about the Edward Snowden movie? You guys looking forward to that?
What is
the
that?
The WikiLeaks guy?
Is that a documentary thing or is that like dramatization
events? No, it's actually an Oliver Stone movie. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is going to play Edward Snowden.
Probably go see it because I generally like Oliver Stone except for the dumb Kennedy one he did, and that seems like a cool idea. What about you guys?
I might see it for Levitt, but I'll probably catch it at home, so in case it does kind of drag, I can go forget it and leave without you know being stuck in a theater.
And sort of back to a reboot. This is actually coming out on Christmas. The Point Break reboot.
Oh God. That movie I really liked and I don't know if I want that remade.
Yeah. I feel the same way. Like I really like that movie. Can we talk about Keanu Reeves? I love Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
And my brother gives me so much shit. He's like, that guy's the worst. And I love Keanu Reeves, man. I don't care what anyone says. That guy's the man.
I've never had a problem with him. I mean, I totally get like, especially early in his career, it was hard to get the Los Angeles out of him. Oh man. Yeah. But,
oh yeah. Watching him in Dangerous Liaisons, all I could hear was Bill and Ted.
Right.
No, I mean, just on Bill and Ted alone, I mean, the guy, like, is the man. And then The Matrix, I mean.
I liked him in The Matrix. He was even okay in that Ronin movie, which I didn't care for very much.
Constantine? Yeah. No one else likes Constantine, do they?
I liked Constantine.
I didn't mind it. Yeah, I didn't mind it. I thought it was alright. Johnny Mnemonic now? That's another story.
And this is gonna further cement Brian saying, like, I only don't like Independence Day. I like that movie too.
I liked Johnny Mnemonic because of all the, Shadowrun shit.
Yeah. But the talking porpoise or whatever it was though.
Oh, what was his name? Edgar or something? Like, I don't remember. Yeah. The talking dolphin was almost creepy actually, but. Yeah. It reminded me of something. I watched that movie within a few years, and the memory capacity on his brain was actually... I thought it was going to be like, oh my God, it's going to be like 20 megs, but it was actually at the time, like, that's actually still pretty impressive. Like, they were a little forward-thinking on that. You know,
it was like terabytes, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was actually kind of impressive. Like, they future-proofed it a little bit, at least. 27 megs.
10 gigs. 10 yeah. gigs of memory.
Oh, man, and then awesome. Your brain fries.
If I use a doubler, I get my brain up to 5.7 gigabytes. That's it. Yeah, thankfully they didn't date it like that, but I like Johnny Mnemonic. I thought it was all right.
Speaking of Keanu, I just watched a movie on HBO called John Wick.
Oh, which yeah, you know, that's been on my list.
He's pretty badass, man. It's a pretty good movie, I thought. And it's Keanu, and he's like, you know, I mean, it's a little cliche, like, you know, he's the hitman that went good for a woman and then she dies and then, you know, someone pokes him, you know, pushes him too far.
By
and then he
killing
has
his puppy.
Yeah, he has the exact vengeance on them. But I mean, he's a pretty badass, like, action star in that movie. I mean, I didn't think he could pull it off, but it was pretty sick.
Well, I think the director and writer is actually a professional stuntman and that was like his director debut.
I got you.
I'd like to see that one. I meant to, and I never did get around to it, so I'll probably check that out.
HBO On Demand, man. It's free.
Oh, I'm getting in on it then. Star Wars, you guys want to see that?
No, man. Fuck that shit. I want to watch episodes 1, 2, and 3 again.
Star what?
Okay, so to really jump topics here, has anybody seen season 2 of Rebels?
I never seen season one.
Jesus Christ, it's really good.
Really? Damn it, don't tell me that. I don't have that channel and I can't watch it.
Yeah, I heard Darth Vader's like inaugural visit was mind-blowingly awesome.
No lie, yo.
Ah, you can't tell me that. That makes me so upset. I mean, you can, but, you know, it makes me upset because I really want to watch that show. Is there any way to view it without subscribing to that Disney XD channel? Or other than stealing it?
Well, I kind of liked Tron Legacy, and sometimes they would show it on their website. But it was kind of hit or miss, and when the show was over, they just took it off.
Tron Legacy was good too, by the way.
I thought that the way they did their martial arts on it was really cool, and the way they did their designs. It was kind of dark, actually.
Yeah.
I thought it was underappreciated.
As was the Tron movie, to which we will not be getting a sequel.
They're doing a Zoolander 2.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Yeah, and a ride-along 2. What the hell's going on?
What the hell's ride-along?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Ride-along was like this Ice Cube, Kevin Hart
movie. Oh, where the guy, Ice Cube's a cop and...
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, was that any good?
Crazy.
All I needed to hear was Kevin Hart.
It had its funny moments, but I mean, you know, it wasn't.
Let me guess, they make a big stink about Kevin Hart not being very big or tough.
Of course, of course. So it seems like we either have a great future of movies coming or really shitty.
There's some definite shit coming our way. I know that much. But there's also a lot of good stuff to mitigate it, so.
Ninja Turtles sequels coming out.
Ooh.
Actually, the same month as Independence Day 2.
Oh, what a wonderful... Is that
how will I
summer?
Choose?
Friday the 13th reboot.
What?
Another Friday the 13th, yeah, coming out.
Angry
Birds, the movie? Oh my god, this is... I can't even fucking look at this shit anymore.
That's pretty awful. No. I can't get behind Angry Birds, the movie. Sorry.
Oh man, that's retarded.
Wow, lots of great entertainment coming our way.
Yeah. Or not, right?
I'm gonna go with or not.
Well, that's the great thing about living in America. You can pick and choose your bullshit.
But you can't pick and choose the fact that we rather arrogantly assume that our Independence Day is significant for the rest of the world. Not once, but twice.
Oh, man. That was a good segue back to Independence Day.
Yeah, and I feel I haven't begun to beat that movie up as much as I can, but I don't want the episode to drag out for 18 hours. Cam, by the way, thanks for leading us away from Independence Day, kind of talking about movies in general. That brought my blood pressure back down.
Yes, I knew I could see I could hear the boiling going on. So I was like, let's simmer it down a little bit. I didn't want you to hurt yourself over there.
Anything else you guys want to discuss?
1984, Ghostbusters, Beverly Hills Cop, The Terminator, Nightmare on Elm Street, Gremlins, The Karate Kid, Indiana Jones. Spinal Tap. 1984, I think, was like the best one of the best years for movies.
Based on that lineup, it's hard to argue with that statement. Yes.
Amadeus, Star Trek III, The Search for Spock, Romancing the Stone.
Those are all really good movies. You just
The Last Starfighter. We haven't seen a Starman reboot yet.
See, Chris, I think back to my childhood and I think, do I just remember it fondly because it was my childhood? But no. I mean, like, it stacks up. There was like really good stuff back then.
Conan.
Yeah, for sure.
The Destroyer.
I'm excited about the new Conan movie.
Is that a confirmed thing?
Yeah, I think so.
With Arnold?
Arnold's going to be Conan? No, Arnold.
No, he's going to be like ancient King Conan.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Like it was supposed to be back in the day.
Yeah.
Wow.
I still like my idea for Conan Generations, but...
That would be great.
They'll never listen to me. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to a torch-passing Conan. The Jason Momoa Conan was okay, but, you know, it just didn't do it. He didn't act enough like Conan.
Yeah, that was a first night for me. It was an alright movie, but that had nothing to do with Conan.
Did you just say first night?
First night was an alright sword and sorcery movie. Like, I, you know, cool fight scenes. That wasn't King Arthur. That wasn't Lancelot, but...
Okay, but if you guys don't know, First Night is the movie that Brian and I call Camelot the Next Generation because they were wearing like Star Trek the Next Generation costumes. I guess First Night taken on its own and divorced from the material that it was supposed to be based on was okay, sure.
First Night was a terrible movie, but Knight's Tale was an excellent movie. Not Knight's Tale.
Black Knight?
No, not with, not with Martin.
Black Knight. Oh my god.
He had like the guy make him like Nikes or something. yeah, Knight's Tale. That's what the one with,
Heath Ledger.
Yeah, Heath Ledger. Yeah.
For the record, just based on the name, Black Knight should have been a good movie. Oh, he's black and he's a knight. Get it? Yeah, I do. That's funny.
Oh my god. Martin Lawrence, that's a whole nother show. That
guy's
made
God.
Some fucking ridiculous movies.
I think now I'm allowed to use it because, like, you okayed it. If he wanted to black up for comedic sake, you know, like, knights, he should have taken a page out of the Dungeons & Dragons movie with the Wayans brother black elf.
You guys... Yeah.
A line...
Which Wayans brother was that? I don't even remember.
I don't recall. It's been so long. I can't even find that movie to watch, but... Yeah, like,
Marlin
he utters in that Marlin. Movie, like, about, in regard to one of the female elves, like, yo, man, I'm just trying to hit it. Like, dude, stop!
Oh, man.
One of the worst movies ever made. Like, but I can laugh at that one. Independence Day, I just get a headache watching.
I mean, that begs a question. Why hasn't there been a good, like, Dungeons & Dragons movie? I mean, I feel like that would be a huge hit if they did it right. Why, I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't do that.
I think it would be a huge hit now. I think, you know, up until maybe 5 years ago, every director, you know, to whom the project was pitched was like, Dungeons and Dragons, those nerds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I call it the comic book curse, basically. I mean, perfect example, people that actually cared about the brand and wanted to make it something that they could build their careers on versus just a quick way to make a buck, or a quick stepping stone. If we could just find a J.J. Abrams that like role played.
Right.
You know, or maybe if they sent out a really great fantasy script and didn't tell anybody it was Dungeons and Dragons until they got on the set.
And then just like released the movie and called, oh, by the way, this is Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, because it's got a stigma attached to it for sure still.
Yeah, maybe they could call it like D&D or something, you know, or they can even just call it like one of the like, you know, lesser known like tag names. Yeah.
Well, let's not even get started with that sort of thing because, you know, John Carter, parentheses of Mars, unparentheses, had its own marketing problems because everybody was, it was kind of like with the Lord of the Rings. They were kind of like, oh, we've seen all this before. You're like, no, you don't get it. This is the thing that started all those things. You know, this is kind of. The film.
Yeah, but John Carter was an obscure, like, series of books that I never read them, and I consider myself pretty well read. So that was just a debacle on Disney's part. And then the movie itself was just garbage.
Four-word title, let's take out the coolest word.
Right. Like, that would be like calling Lord of the Rings Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah. John Carter, John Wick, John Constantine, like, which one of these movies is on Mars?
exactly. That's a great point, Brian.
I think they overestimated the popularity of those books.
I wonder why they didn't.
By just naming it John Carter.
I wonder why they didn't. Like, who made the decision on the two words? Like, will we need to let people know it takes place on Mars? No, John Carter, they'll see it.
They'll know who that is.
Right.
Well, I think the rumor is that they had an animated show called, you know, Mars Needs Mothers or something like that, and that had bombed so hard they didn't even want to talk about Mars. There's a whole book about how the marketing debacle happened called John Carter and the Gods of Hollywood. It's a really good read.
I hear that movie's actually not bad, by the way.
Well, don't ask Cam. He just thought it sucked.
Oh, I thought it was all. I thought it was god awful.
Oh, so it wasn't just bad marketing the movie blew?
I didn't hate it.
Anyway, our tour of good and bad movies, past, present, and future, and my evisceration of Independence Day and its upcoming sequel now complete. Anything else, guys, or should we call it an episode, let people get out to the movies?
I think it's a wrap.
Now that we've run as long as most movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, if we are done in that case, I guess it's time for us to roll credits. I will start by suggesting that our Movie Rewards members subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, write us a favorable review, and as well, check us out on Stitcher if streaming is more to your liking.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, add us to your Google Plus circle, and join our Nerdstravaganza HQ Facebook group.
Head on over to nerdstravaganza.com where you can find this and all of our back episodes. Check us out on YouTube. Just type Nerdstravaganza into the handy dandy search bar, and all of our video game reviews and movie reviews will come up for your viewing pleasure. And shoot us an email at nerdstravaganza@gmail.com and let us know what you think about Independence Day or any of the other movies we talked about today.
And with the credits now rolled, there's only one last thing to say in the way of a stinger.
Banana! And I bollocks my own little geeky reference in the back because John Carter, right? Well, then John Carpenter, if John Carpenter had done it, you might think Constantine was on Mars, Ghost of Mars. No, I guess if you have to explain it, it's not a joke anymore.
I'll cut it out.
That's one for the editing room floor.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to go in bloopers. You know that.